Katrina Giles is the general manager and chief bottle washer here at Roy's Meat Service. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Hey,
look at you. What do you got? December 5th. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
What do you got?
We've got our annual fireside with Santa at the store here from 6 to 8:30. We're going to have free pictures with Santa, s'mores, hot chocolate. We're going to have snow, Christmas carolers, and anybody's...
Snow?
Snow.
You guarantee?
I mean, you can't have Christmas without snow, right?
You're guaranteeing it's snowing on December 5th. Okay,
right.
I'll bring my sled.
Okay, and we'll do some Christmas caroling. Anybody's, you know, welcome to join in. Once again, we're honored, you know, be joined by Box 55 Association. They support our first responders. We're going to be accepting donations for them to help to continue their, you know, important work they do for everyone. For the first time ever, we're partnering with the Davidson County Sheriff's Office for the Last Minute Toy Store. If you bring a new unwrapped toy, drop it in the collection box, we're going to enter you in a raffle for a chance to win a gift certificate for $25 to use here at the store. So, yeah,
December 5th.
To see everybody December 5th.
Well, and it's for the kids, but it's also for the charity.
Right, right. So you get, you know, your free pictures with Santa, family friendly, pet friendly. We're going to have fire pits set up where kids can roast their marshmallows.
S'mores.
So it's, yeah, it's
what
a good time.
What about the adults?
The adults?
We can roast them, too.
The adults.
Yeah, it's for everyone.
The adults, I don't know if you noticed behind me, there's a whole wall of beer.
There is. There is. We got plenty of beer.
You can't drink it here, but you can take it with you.
And we might offer some wine for the grown-ups. You know.
There you go.
So, yeah, I hope to see everyone there. The address is 605 South 19th Street here in East Nashville, Shelby Park. The kitchen will be open. You can order food. You know, we got all of our smoked meat, ribs.
There you go. Now
we're
getting out of the business.
Yeah. So, cool. But yeah, hope to see everyone there.
All right. You're going to come back next hour and promote it again, correct?
I will, yes.
All right. We'll see you in about an hour.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Katrina Giles with us. She's the general manager here at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Well done. Well done. Craig Ladd, let's look ahead. Craig, what's up, buddy? Are you back from Gatlinburg?
Hello?
Brandon, if you could pop Craig in, please. Nothing's coming through.
You there, Greg?
Nope, don't have anything right now coming through. Let's try to reconnect with that Anyway, we're looking ahead, though, and if you're looking at games in 6A right away, Green Hill and Oakland jumps off the page.
Right, and Green Hill, you know, we talk about them every – they just keep on keeping on up, as they call it, on the hill.
Yep, so Green Hill at Oakland is, I think, in 6A. Page and Beach, we just had Patriots coach Charles Rathbun. Craig, are you there?
I am, Greg.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm going to steal your thunder, Green Hill at Oakland.
Well, you know, this is a really interesting matchup, Greg. You know, Oakland, I mean, what can you say about them? They won a championship in 2020, 2021, 2022, and then last season, and then they were runner-up in 2023. So they expect to be there and have been there the last 5 years. You know, Coach Crouch over at Green Hill, you know, one of the things that I heard in an interview with him was he didn't think that he had played a tough enough non-region schedule to prepare his team to get into situations like this where they play in Oakland. And they really ramped up their schedule this year. They're the only team to knock off Beach this year. They did that in the opener. Then they played Page. Then they played Ravenwood. And then they played Centennial. So his team is prepared to play in Oakland after that early start with all those tough games.
And you in 5A, Beach and Page, these two teams have been – this is a championship caliber game right here.
Oh, no doubt, Greg. And as you said, Beach lost the opener to Green Hill, and they haven't lost a game since. And then Page, you know, their last 10 games, they're only allowing 7.9 points per game and four shutouts. So that defense has really been the catapulting the Patriots.
And then Craig, we go to the lower bracket where Centennial goes to Henry County.
Yeah, I mean, Greg, you know, Bubba, you and I are just tickled to death at what Taylor Burks has done there. I know Taylor from my son playing high school football at Hillwood. Great guy. I am just tickled to death for him. And you know what? He's caught lightning in a bottle. You know, I wouldn't bet against the Cougars.
Craig Ladd with us, Prep Football Talk. 4A Pearl Cone at Marshall County, huh?
Wow. This has really turned into a nice little rivalry. These two teams were in the same region just last year. And so they are used to playing each other regularly. Last year, Marshall County knocked them off in the regular season. And then Pearl Cone had a dramatic comeback win in the playoffs to knock off Marshall County. You know, Todd Gardner for Marshall County had 261 yards rushing last night. Of course, they got a great quarterback, Tyler Thompson. And then you got Pearl Cone also with a great quarterback, L.J. Funk. He had 287-yard passing last night and a couple of touchdowns. And then Landon Law is an explosive running back, 6 carries, 125 yards in the win last night over Crockett County.
Then at the next game there, you have at the bottom bracket South Haven and Springfield. Springfield going there, and Springfield has an outstanding football team.
Absolutely. You know, Greg, they got a terrific player in Jermaine Coggins who had an interception return for a touchdown last night, 100 yards. I mean, he is dynamic. And, you know, that Springfield team – They're used to being right here where they are in this playoffs. You know, one of their losses and their only loss of the year was to Pearl Cone.
East Nashville at Milan. When you say Milan, you just say tradition.
Oh, absolutely, Greg. You know, Coach Tucker there. I mean, he is. You know, you rank him up there in the top five. Coaches in Tennessee high school football history. What a tradition they've had. And, you know, they had a few little lean years, but they have come back with a vengeance, and they are undefeated and have been ranked as one of the top 2A teams the entire year. That East Nashville team, though, guys, you know, they started off 0-4, similar way that Green Hill did. They wanted to play some really, really tough competition. Also, Pearl Cone did this to get them battle-tested and ready for the region and the state playoffs. Since that 0-4 start, they're 6-1.
Division II class, AAA, CPA. And we talked at the first of the show. Is anybody surprised, Dingle Martin? I mean, I know this is not a CPA year, 2-8 in what they've done. They win, beat Innsworth, at Innsworth. Now they go to Brentwood Academy, CPA Brentwood Academy.
Well, yeah, as Bubba said earlier in the show, I mean, are you surprised? I mean, you know, I know CPA is their first year in Division II AAA. They've taken their lumps, but when it comes time they know how to win. And, you know, let me talk about one guy, Rolf Patterson for CPA. You're talking about a tough dude, guys. 2 weeks ago, this guy has surgery to repair a fractured collarbone, and he's back playing. He played last night. Tough customer, just a workhorse of a player. And those are the kind of guys that Engle Martin wins with.
Craig Ladd, thank you for your perspective. Glad you got home safely from Gatlinburg. Appreciate you, bud.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that's going to wrap up Prep Football Talk. Bubba, enjoy the day, my friend.
Well, we're going to let another Bubba come in here and talk to you for an
hour. Yeah, we are upgrading our Bubba. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt in my mind.
We're going from AAA Bubba to the show Bubba.
That's right.
101 with Greg Poe coming up next.